This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The search for more than 150 missing residents of a Florida building that collapsed 2 days ago is growing increasingly desperate Saturday as a smoldering fire hampers rescue efforts, and officials said they have not located any signs of life in the mountain of debris. A newly released 2018 report showed that an engineer found evidence of major structural damage beneath the pool deck and, quote, concrete deterioration in the underground parking garage of the 12-story condominium 3 years before it collapsed without warning on Thursday as most residents slept. Despite around-the-clock work at the site in Surfside, a shore town near Miami, Florida, search and rescue teams have not found any additional survivors or recovered any more bodies as of Saturday morning, according to Miami-Dade's mayor. Officials say they still harbor hope that some of the 159 people still unaccounted for might be found alive, but acknowledge that a fire somewhere beneath the rubble is slowing rescue teams, filling the area with smoke and frustrating firefighters' efforts to locate the source. The death toll officially at 4 is certain to rise, with each floor of the high-rise stacked atop one another like pancakes. Aided by dogs, cameras, sonar, and heavy equipment, rescuers are looking for any spaces that may have formed in the debris, leaving possible survivors air to breathe. A British destroyer, which angered Russia by sailing through waters off Crimea, docked at a Black Sea port in Georgia on Saturday. Russia claims it fired warning shots at the ship and later threatened to bomb British naval vessels in the Black Sea if there were further provocative actions off Crimea. Russia also claims it dropped bombs in the path, but Britain says it only sailed through waters belonging to Ukraine. This is VOA News. New coronavirus infections in South Africa appear to be dominated by the Delta variant that was first identified in India, scientists said on Saturday, as a third wave sweeps the hard-hit African country. South Africa is the continent's worst affected nation in terms of coronavirus cases and deaths, accounting for roughly a third of confirmed infections and more than 40% of deaths. But the rollout of vaccines has been slow, with just 2.7 million so far out of a population of 60 million. The country's second coronavirus wave was driven by the Beta variant first detected locally, but the Delta variant now looks to be leading new infections, specialists said. South Africa's government says a flurry of meetings will take place on Saturday and Sunday to consider measures to respond to the Delta variant and the ongoing surge in infections. South Africa's president is expected to address the nation on Sunday night. New Zealand announced a 3-day suspension of its quarantine-free travel arrangement with Australia on Saturday, with Wellington citing multiple outbreaks of COVID-19 in the neighboring country. The announcement comes as a 2-week lockdown begins in Sydney to contain the rapidly spreading outbreak of the Delta coronavirus variant. A New Zealand health official says, given the high level of transmissibility of what appears to be the Delta variant and the fact that there are now multiple community clusters in Australia, it's the right thing to do to keep out COVID-19. New Zealand has paused the bubble arrangement 5 times in 3 months with individual states, but this is the first time it's put a complete halt to quarantine-free travel from all of Australia. Both countries have been among the world's most successful in containing COVID-19. New Zealand has recorded just 26 COVID-19 deaths out of a population of 5 million. Australia's had fewer than 1,000 out of a population of 25 million. The so-called travel bubble opened in mid-April, more than a year after both countries closed their international borders due to the pandemic. It's been hailed as a major milestone in restarting the global travel industry. And former U.S. President Donald Trump will hold a political rally on Saturday in Ohio, his first since his supporters' deadly January attack on the U.S. Capitol. While Trump has made speeches at Republican events since his election defeat by Democratic President Joe Biden, the rally in a state he carried in the 2020 election marks a return to the kind of mass gatherings he claims have been critical to retaining the support of his base. Trump is expected to criticize Biden for his handling of immigration, the economy, and other key policy issues, while also repeating false claims that he lost the election due to widespread fraud. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.